Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Niekro. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lombardozzi moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Niekro covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Gaetti moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi is hit by the pitch. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lombardozzi moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lombardozzi scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 5-0, Twins. Brian Clark now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Calderon moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gaetti applying the tag. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Boston steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Baines reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Twins. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Hill reaches second base with a double. Calderon scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hill moves to third. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brunansky moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Mark Davidson pinch hits for Randy Bush. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson bunts towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. Lombardozzi moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Puckett is walked intentionally. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.